There are two fundamental ideas at the basis of human rights. One is that every human being should really benefit from freedom, because this is how they can develop their potential. And secondly, that every human being has dignity and has worth, worth that needs to be preserved, so that we are all equal. At the same time, we make distinction between different human beings. And one of the distinctions we make is on the basis of nationality. One of the questions that I want to ask throughout this podcast is whether these distinctions made on ground of nationality are really right. Is it possible that one day we might look back at what we have been doing in the 20th century and in the 21st century, at least at the beginning of the 21st century, and kind of think, how on earth could we think that treating nationals and non-nationals differently was all right? In the same way that we look back at the way in which women were treated differently from men. They could not open a bank account. They could not have a profession. They could not go to university. This seems absolutely amazing today. The same thing for discrimination on racial grounds. There was a time when one thought that black people didn't have the same value as white people. It seems absolutely an atrocious idea today, but this appeared completely natural. So will there be one day this idea that we have been wrong in, for example, allowing ex-prisoners to be removed to their country of origin, to be separated from their family, in a sense, to pay a second time for their crime, while there would be no question of the same treatment applying to a national, because at least when a national gets out of prison, he or she can stay in the place they have always known. They can stay in their country, in the country where they have friends, when they have family. This is not always the case for foreigners. Many foreigners are sent back. Of course, society don't like criminals, but does that mean we can treat them differently from nationals? This is a big question. Actually, if the foreigner in question has actually lived most of his life in the country of which he doesn't have the nationality, but where his whole life has developed. In fact, some judges of the European Court of Human Rights refer to these people as virtual nationals, and they say they should really have virtually the same rights as nationals. But these judges tend to be in a minority. So when there are removals of ex-foreigners who have stayed for a long time in the country, most often the European Court does not find a violation of the convention.